We've been following the news from Washington, where President Obama has signed the USA Freedom Act, passed yesterday by the Senate, which restores three parts of the Patriot Act that had expired earlier this week, but puts new restrictions on the government's bulk collection of phone data while increasing government transparency of NSA surveillance. So that's passed. Now the White House moves on to another priority.
And that would be the free trade agreement with Japan and 10 other countries in the Asia-Pacific, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. But as we know, the president faces opposition from within his own party on the fast-track authority. That's the ability to get a vote from Congress without any changes that the president says he needs to get the deal done. And there is opposition in certain industries in this country as well, notably the auto industry. Tracy Samilton with Here and Now contributor Michigan Radio reports.
Free trade agreements haven't been kind to unions like the United Auto Workers. The 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement is credited with causing the loss of hundreds of thousands of U.S. auto industry jobs, most of them going to Mexico. So it's hardly surprising UAW President Dennis Williams would react this way.
We are dead against fast track.
When asked about giving the Obama administration sole authority to negotiate another free trade agreement, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, such a deal would be presented to Congress for an up or down vote, no changes, after talks conclude. The deal would include Australia, Brunei, Canada, Mexico, Chile, Malaysia, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. Oh, and Japan. Did I mention Japan? Sources say President Obama was rebuffed when he met with Detroit auto executives earlier this year and asked them to support fast track for the deal. The sticking point was Japan's alleged currency manipulation. Matt Blunt is the president of the American Automotive Policy Council. That's the main lobbying group for Ford, GM, and Fiat Chrysler. He says countries like Japan have a long track record of buying up U.S. dollars.
So they devalue their currency, and then that makes their products cheaper, not just here in the United States, but in the dozens and dozens of other markets that we compete with them in.
U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan tried and failed to get currency manipulation sanctions included in the fast-track bill. That would likely have been the kiss of death to the whole free trade deal. Instead, arguments like those made by Oregon Senator Ron Wyden prevailed. He says there will be a billion people in developing nations in the middle class by 2025.
These are people with money, colleagues. They're going to buy our wine, our computers, our helicopters, our planes, all kinds of goods and services with the American brand.
Notice he didn't say our American cars. Now the fight has landed in the House, where a group of Democrats like Congresswoman Debbie Dingell of Michigan are trying to stop fast track. Dingell says the U.S. car industry has seen way too much job loss and way too little growth in exports from previous free trade deals. She says since the U.S. struck a free trade deal with Korea in 2007, Korean automakers boosted their exports to the U.S. by more than 450,000. In comparison, domestic car exports to Korea grew by just 20,000.
That's a disparity that I can't live with and I'm bothered by. And at what point do we stop and say, enough?
But there are many other powerful business interests with a huge stake in getting this deal done. Sean McElinden is an analyst with the Center for Automotive Research. He says it's unclear if Detroit car companies will benefit, but it's very clear U.S. agriculture will.
The number one export for the United States since the beginning of the country's founding of the United States have been agricultural exports.
McElinden says even if food tariffs in Japan and the other countries were just reduced, not even eliminated, U.S. food producers could be hugely competitive. And he thinks in the long run, this new deal will help Detroit more than it hurts, since most of the jobs that can move out of the U.S. have already done so. Mireya Solis agrees. She's an expert on East Asia with the Brookings Institution.
This is not going to create a giant sucking sound of jobs being lost.
Solis says all free trade agreements have winners and losers, but she says the benefits to approving fast track outweigh the concerns. And this free trade deal could set the stage for the next one with Europe. Sean McElinden of the Center for Automotive Research says if that happens,
it would be this administration's most signal legislation since, obviously, the Health Care Act. and maybe even bigger.
Some observers say House Republican leaders could wrangle the votes to pass the fast-track bill by next week. Others say this fight will be both slow and ugly, and it could take most of the summer to resolve. For Here and Now, I'm Tracy Samilton.